You're listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Thursday morning. That means it is time to check in with Jane Wilkie at Lutheran Senior Services. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning, Andy. And good morning to all the listeners.
Thank you. Thank you. It is a blessed and beautiful Thursday morning. It's not pouring down rain at the moment. So
that is true. That is true. We have a day's reprieve. And listen, I wanted to throw out a hello. I don't know if she's listening right now, but I was contacted this week by Becky. I'll just use her first name, from Great Falls, Montana. She's a regular listener, mm-hmm. and she hears what we talk about here on Thursday mornings, and is a planner, is thinking ahead mm-hmm. for when she and her husband retire, and actually inquired about a similar organization elsewhere in the country, whether or not I knew of that. But I just wanted to share that it's just great to know that people from around the country do listen live stream. I think that's a great affirmation of KFUO. And thank you, Becky, for your interest. And actually, Becky had talked about how there's some extended family or in-law family in the St. Louis area. So maybe someday mm-hmm. they would retire to St. Louis and be part of Lutheran Senior Services.
Yeah, what a great place to be.
I know, I know. And I thought I would just share this morning, even though we're halfway into the year it is 2015, right? Okay.
So
I'm looking here at our annual report for 2014. And so we released that a couple of months ago, taking a look back in 2014. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I sit here on the air and I talk about how blessed we are as an organization. And I just wanted to share that we've gotten such great affirmation of the release of our annual report, taking a look at the scope of many of the things that we do. And I just wanted to share one of the emails, because just as like on KFUO, when you share some of the emails of affirmation, it lets people know that there are others saying it, not mm-hmm. just you. So this happens to be from a pastor, and he writes, I was intrigued and impressed by the theme and attitude of forging forward, which is what our annual report was named. And the report itself portrays a flexible organization that is at once comprehensive, compassionate, and effective in its work, and continually on the lookout for additional ways to serve. And so I just wanted to just share that it is an incredible blessing for me to be mm-hmm. part of an organization that blesses others. And I think that one of the ways, obviously, that we do that is through our benevolent care. So I wanted the listeners who are local to St. Louis area or wanted to travel in, I have three events I wanted to put on everybody's radar. We are once again at that time of year. We go in this lull where for mm-hmm. a while we have no particular events, and then all of a sudden summer comes and everything kind of picks up. So I wanted to speak of three in particular, and one I am not sure of the date on. So I need to get that date. The first is July 13th, and that's our Benevolent Care Golf Tournament mm-hmm. at Norwood Hills. And if anyone were interested in finding out more about becoming a golfer, or even attending the dinner that evening, because mm-hmm. we do have an option that you can attend the dinner separately. And there's a silent auction and an oral auction and a projection auction. And you can contact Sue at 314-262-8217. Once again, if you have your pens and pencils mm-hmm. ready, because I know everybody's just ready to go to that golf tournament, contacting Sue at 314-262-8217. There is also information on our website at mm-hmm. lssliving.org/events. Events. Okay. As long as you're on there, events. He pulls it up and then he can help me out here as I, with the information.
You're right. T off is on there as well. T-E-E.
T-E-E. So O-F-F. T off for, with LSS. Mm-hmm. July 27th is our second annual Toast to Seniors. And that event happens at Schlafly Bottle Works in Maplewood. And that is a partnership between Schlafly and Richmond Terrace for the Benevolent Care.
So on the 6th, the 17th?
Is it the 27th? Is it the 17th? What day of the week is the... I have July 27 is my information. What day of the week is July 27?
That's a good question.
Okay, we have to double check that, everybody. We will get back to you on that. My information has the 27. Does it say the 17th on the events page?
It does, and that's a Friday. The 17th is a Friday.
And what's the 27th?
It's a Monday.
I believe it's the 27th.
It's a Monday.
Thank you very much for finding that so that we can correct that on our events page. I do believe it is a Monday evening. And Schlafly donates 25% of their beer sales from 5 to 10 p.m. So gather all of your friends and come. There will be a band. And if you have more, if you would like more information or to verify the date, which I will double check on, you can call Katri at 314-646-8000. 314-646-8000. And finally, we have on August 30th, an event at the winery. And it does benefit, it is partnership between the Villa Marie Winery in Illinois. It is an event being hosted by Meridian Village in Glen Carbon. That is $40, and it includes wine tasting, a silent auction, dinner, music, and dessert. I believe it's August 30th, as I'm looking at my, I have to double check.
That's what the events page says.
Okay, so you can call Becky at 618-205-4224, 618-205-4224. And in addition to the great time that you can have with these events, keeping in mind that they do benefit the Benevolent Care for Lutheran Senior Services.
I thought it was just all about the fun.
It is all about the fun. And then there's just that side benefit. Oh, by the way, benefit. And then the fourth one, and that's the one I did not have access to the date for, but we can ask Al Koepke to talk about it next week when he's in this chair instead of me. And that is an event that is also second annual. It's hosted by Breeze Park in St. Charles, and it is called Summer Breeze. And it is, I believe it's kind of like, it's a brunch. So I need to find out more about that, but I'll encourage Al to talk about that next week. He'll be in the chair here next week talking about a little bit more about the golf tournament that he is the executive director of our LSS Living Foundation, which of course oversees all of these events for Benevolent Care.
Very good. Always fun to see Al, too.
It is. It is. And so he will be here. I just have a morning meeting conflict. And so he's here to fill in for me. And my closing thought, I guess, really develops, and I'm thinking about this whole idea of living a mission. So we have our organization. I referenced the annual report, which, by the way, if someone would like to see our annual report, I did forget to mention this. If you go to lssliving.org, on the there's quite a bit on that page because we are a large organization. But on the bottom left-hand corner, there's there are words that say about LSS. Mm-hmm. If you click on about LSS, and I believe it's also in one of the top tabs, then it will open up a page. Oh, and then on the right side of that page, you'll also see view our annual report. And if you click on that, the 2014 annual report is done in one of these formats. It's like a magazine. Mm-hmm. So as you can just turn page to page to page, and you can see visually a representation of our organization as well as stories of living out our mission. So my devotional encouragement for everyone today is, you know, as an organization, we can do that. As as individuals, we can do that as well. We do know that God blesses the work that we do as his hands and feet. So for each one of us to find that vocation, to find that mission, and to dedicate ourselves, whether it is in our relationships, whether it is in our profession, whether it is in our vocation, to choose and to live out that mission, because we are so incredibly gifted in so many unique ways. God can and does use each one of us. So I encourage us each to find that and to live under the umbrella of his grace as we find those ways and we live out those missions each day.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God.
You sent me on a chase here looking at the report. Anne-Marie did a nice job on it. Anne-Marie worked on this.
Yes, Anne-Marie did, yes.
And I'm seeing pictures of people I know.
I know, isn't it great? It is great. And it's just, it's great. I really would encourage people to see it. It's a great visual representation. So it also shares some of our statistics. So you take a look at how many did we reach in for our Aging Answers line? How many home health were we able to serve? How many hospice patients were we able to serve?
It's kind of like like an annual report slash yearbook.
It is, yes. We have a lot of, and that is one of the things, I will have to say, that's one of the things we try to do. We believe that it is in telling the story. Mm-hmm. So many annual reports are, you know, they do want to list so many things that their organization has been part of. And we love the power of story. So ours is framed right. in story.
Yeah, it gives a sense of who this community is, who mm-hmm. these communities are.
Mm-hmm. And like, and one of the pages, it talks about the partnerships with OASIS. And we've got pictures of one of the partnerships is class that OASIS brings to our affordable housing called A Matter of Balance. And so we've got some pictures there from one of our affordable housing sites and throwing up the balls uh-huh. and using the stretchy bands and all of those things in it. So it really, it puts a face to the ministry that we are part of. So very I good. Encourage folks to go on lssliving.org, click on About LSS, mm-hmm. and on the right-hand side, view our 2014 annual report.
That's great. Well, thank you, Jane.
You're welcome.
All those fun events, and you can find those at lssliving.org/events.
There we go. And we will make sure all of the correct dates are on there. We will double-check all of our information.
Well, and all the contact information is on there as well, the phone numbers they can call and get the right dates on those, too.
Well, we would hate to have somebody have to show up at Schlafly twice. I know, really.
Jane, always great to talk with you. God's blessings, and we'll talk again in a couple of weeks.
That's right.
Thank you very much. You're listening to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. We have more conversation ahead right here on Worldwide KFUO.